Are you comfortable? I want you to be comfortable. There are a few things you should do if you haven't done them already. You should be in a quiet, private place where you'll have no worry of being disturbed for the next hour or so. Any distractions that might arise, like an alarm or phone, should be disabled or silenced. You should be lying down in a comfortable position, legs out straight, arms at your sides. Any clothing should be loose and unrestrictive. No clothing at all would be best. If you wish a sheet or blanket pulled over you, your hands and arms should also be under it, and it should rest loosely over you. Lights should be dimmed or extinguished. It is also very important that you listen to this using stereo headphones. This allows my voice and the special sounds I have created for you to slip gently into the deepest layers of your mind. If you need a moment to arrange yourself, stop this audio now and do so. Come back when everything is ready. Good. Now, I want you to relax. Enjoy the feeling of resting on your back. Your muscles don't have to do anything when you're lying like this. They don't have to hold you up. They don't have to keep you balanced. They don't have to stretch or tense or do anything but just be. Doesn't that feel good? Isn't relaxation just such a pleasant sensation? It feels wonderful to just relax. Hypnosis is a collaboration. It's something we do together, not something I do to you. It is a dance. We move together and find our rhythm. We don't think about the steps. We just feel the music and let it take us. Sometimes I will ask you a question and I will wait for you to answer. When I ask you a question, I want you to first just answer in your mind without speaking. Then I will prompt you to answer again. And this time you will say your answer quietly aloud. And each time the answer will be, yes, retro. Let's try it, shall we? Do you understand? Answer silently in your mind. Tell me. Now, say the answer quickly. Yes, retro. Good. You want to be hypnotized. You're listening to this audio because you want to be hypnotized. You want to give up control for a little while. You want to feel good. You want to feel pleasure. Intense. Irresistible pleasure. Together we will journey through your mind and find that pleasure. Are you ready to be hypnotized? Answer silently in your mind. Tell me. Good. It is safe here. You are safe here. You are in my care. Nothing bad can happen while we are here together. All I want is to help you relax and feel good. Your pleasure gives me pleasure. That is my reward. Relax into my voice and trust that this is true. Do you trust me to guide you? Tell me. Good. Believe. believe in the possibility that your mind, and your mind alone, all by itself, knows how to give you pleasure. Believe that your mind has this power, the power to make your body feel whatever your mind chooses. Your mind can command your body to feel anything. Your mind can make your body experience pleasure. Your mind can make your body experience the most intense orgasm you've ever felt. Do you believe your mind can make you orgasm? Tell me. Very good. Notice your breath. Use your breathing to relax your mind. Rest all your attention on how it feels to breathe. Every other thought that arises just fades away. There is nothing here but your breathing and my voice. There is nothing else that you need. Breathe slowly and deeply. Breathe a breath with me now, like this. Inhale slowly for a count of five. Hold for a count of two. Exhale slowly for a count of five. And hold again. Let's try. Keep doing that. Breathe like that, slowly and deeply. Let your mind listen to the breathing. Your body is relaxed, lying here. Release any lingering tension. Let your arms and legs rest limply. Heavy, sinking down. Feel my voice. Feel it curl around you like a soft, warm blanket. Feel it move through you like a sweet, warm drink. Feel it seep into your veins, melting into every part of your body, soothing, comforting. It feels good to relax. Every breath in fills you with comfort and relaxation. Every breath out releases tension. Whenever I say breathe, you will remember to take slow, deep breaths. I'm going to guide you to a light trance state. Trance is the power of hypnosis. Trance is where hypnosis happens. It is an altered state of mind where the lines between conscious and unconscious mind become blurred, where inhibitions and preconceptions are weakened, where anything can happen. Always remember that trance is a choice, and if something requires your immediate attention, you can always choose to leave the trance and be instantly restored to full control of your actions. To navigate the path to trance, you must surrender. You must surrender your will to mine. You must follow my every instruction. You must want nothing more than to please me by following my instructions, to earn my approval with your unquestioning obedience. To enter trance, you must surrender your will utterly to mine. When the trance ends, however the trance ends, your will be your own. Do you understand? Tell me. Good. do you surrender your will to mine? Tell me. Very good. In your mind's eye, we will take 10 steps. I will count down the steps. Each number I count will take you closer to trance. And when I count one, you will arrive. 10. Let your eyes fall shut. Explore how your body feels lying here quietly. You feel a warm glow near your toes. It's my voice coming gently to rest around them. A soft, warm pressure holding them, easing away tension, softening muscles. Slowly, lightly, rhythmically tightening and releasing, soothing away tightness. Breathe slowly and deeply. Nine. Feel the warmth expand down your toes, down your feet, enfolding them in relaxation. The rhythmic pulsing, a gentle massage by soft, careful fingers and palms. Notice the feeling. Notice how good it feels as it slowly moves through every muscle, leaving behind a soft, pleasurable heaviness. Notice this pleasure. You are easing into trance. The way it feels makes you happy. 8. It moves through your ankles and starts to soften the muscles in your legs. Your calves feel limp. All tension, all energy is draining out of them. They feel so heavy. You don't think you could move them if you tried. The soft, warm pulsing moves up and up, and the pleasure gently seeps in everywhere behind it. Notice your breathing, deep and slow. 7. The warm glow extends up to your knees now. Your calves and your feet are immersed in a gentle, softly pulsing pleasure. So relaxed, so heavy. The pleasure of a hot bath. The pleasure of a sunny day. The pleasure of a lazy morning. As you slip deeper and deeper into trance. 6. Warmth and relaxation fill the muscles in your thighs and hips. Your legs are now so heavy, so loose, sinking into the softness holding you. They feel golden, with gentle pleasure kneading away every tension. You are sure now that you cannot move them. It would be just too much effort. Your breathing is relaxed. There is nothing in your mind but your breath and my voice and the warm, gentle pleasure. 5. It continues to spread up through your hips, holding and filling every space, brushing, sweeping over all the places that make you tremble. A pleasant shimmer of sensation rippling over your skin, rolling over your ribs, your breasts, the muscles in your chest sighing as they unwind, sinking deeper into trance. 4. The comfort and warmth fill you up, seeping into your shoulders, flowing down your arms, muscles softening and melting, so heavy. Biceps, forearms hanging limply at your sides, down to your hands, into your fingers. Every muscle released, warm, tingling with the gentle pulse of pleasure. Your chest moving slowly, deep breaths pulling relaxation into your body. Letting tension float away. 3. The glow rises past your shoulders, relaxes your neck, and flows through your hair, over your head, over your face. It feels wonderful as every muscle in your face softens. Tension melts away. Your jaw, your cheeks, heavy. So relaxed. Your eyes are now so heavy, they might as well be locked shut. They are locked shut. It isn't even worth trying. So heavy. Sink. Deeper, deeper into trance. 2. Your body is completely, utterly relaxed. Moving anything is just too hard. It can't be done. Your body is held soft and safe in this rhythmic warmth, this wonderful cocoon of sweet pleasure. Your mind is empty, except for this feeling of pleasure and ease, except for slow, deep breaths, except for my voice guiding you down. 1. Now, surrender completely to relaxation. Surrender to warmth and pleasure. Surrender your will to mine. You have entered trance. A cocoon of pleasure holds you comfortably. Outside of its warmth and light, everything is hazy, fuzzy, somehow less real. And less important. The outside world doesn't matter. It's just you and me now. You and me here in trance. This warm buzz of pleasure you feel is trance. Trance is pleasurable. It feels good, very good, to be in trance. And the deeper into trance you go, the better it feels. The deeper you go, the greater the pleasure. The pleasure you feel is very enjoyable, but it is just the beginning. Our destination as we travel together deeper and deeper into trance is primal. Ecstasy, raw, intense sexual pleasure, the explosive release of physical orgasm. By submitting your will to mine, you become free. Free from decision, free from struggle, To make this journey to ultimate pleasure, I need to speak directly to your unconscious mind. I need to have a conversation with your most basic, essential self. Speaking directly to your unconscious mind allows me to bypass the logic and structure of your conscious thinking, allows me direct control of your experience. Whatever I say will become the reality your conscious mind experiences. May I speak directly to your unconscious mind. Tell me. Very good. To reach ultimate pleasure, we will visit somewhere special. We will visit the secret garden of your sexual desires. We start here, in your mind. Open your mind to the world that exists within you. See, in your mind's eye, the beauty of this world. See yourself standing on a warm spring day, standing on a stone pathway across a lush, green, well-kept lawn. The air smells fresh and ripe with possibility. It smells of blossoms and grass and sunshine. At the end of this path, you see a heavy wooden door set in a smooth stone wall. The wall surrounds your secret garden and extends up higher than you can reach. As you look at the door, you feel a tingle of excitement, of arousal begin to stir. Your pulse quickens just a little. Your cheeks and neck feel flushed. Your nipples become sensitive to the steady hum of pleasure that fills you. In your loins, a feeling of opening, unfolding, receptiveness begins to blossom. Breathe. Slow, deep breaths. A gentle breeze on your face carries the perfume of the garden to you. The fragrance is intoxicating. It is the most arousing thing you have ever experienced. It is so exciting, so irresistible, so compelling. It calls you forward towards the door. The path to the door consists of 7 large, polished, flat granite tiles. You step onto the first stone. With each step you take towards the door, you sink deeper into trance. Deeper and deeper. Each step carries you twice as deep into trance as the last. You want this so badly. It feels so good. With each step, more and more aroused, deeper and deeper into trance. You step onto the second stone, deeper into trance. All thought of day-to-day life is gone. There is only trance. More and more aroused. Your nipples ache. Your lips yearn. You step onto the third stone, deeper into trance. You see the door so clearly. The iron hinges, the latch, the oaken luster of the wood. More and more aroused. Your skin is suffused with heat. Breathe. Breathe. Breathe deeply. You step onto the fourth stone, deeper into trance. So deep, my voice begins to sound distant. I'm still right here. I will stay with you no matter what. You are safe in trance. More and more aroused. There is a softness in your hips. A heat between your legs. Your nipples stiffen, tasting the incredible perfume around you. You step onto the fifth stone, deeper into trance. You are completely inside your mind. This is the world now. You are close enough to the door that the grain of the wood is clear to you. More and more aroused. You feel a shock of pleasure as your clit begins to stir. You step onto the sixth stone, deeper into trance. Trance is beautiful. There's no place else you'd rather be. It feels so more and more aroused. You feel the wetness of your pussy. Its readiness. Its eagerness. You step onto the seventh stone. Deeper into trance. So very, very deep. The door is right in front of you. You put your hand on the iron latch. The metal is cool on your hot skin. More and more aroused. Your pussy lips parting slightly. As wetness traces down their edges. You want so badly to be touched. You ache for it. You raise the latch and push the door. It swings open before you. Silent on well-oiled hinges. The fragrance of the garden pours over you, almost too much in its richness and variety. You have arrived. Does your body ache to be touched? Tell me. Good. Are you ready to enter your secret garden? Tell me. Very good. You step inside. The walls enclose a space, 50 feet on each side. There is a waist-high railing, 5 feet in from the walls, all the way around. And between the railing and the wall, a gleaming marble floor. Inside the railing, you can see a wild, tangled, riot of flowers, vines, and branches swaying gently in the air, the movement making a soft, rustling murmur. You step up to the rail and see that this is but the top of the garden, extending up from deep below. These flowers and vines, these are the oldest of your fantasies and desires. They took root even before the very first time you learn to touch yourself for pleasure. They are bright and pretty, slightly faded from the sun. Looking down over the railing, you see that they become greener, more lush, more vibrant, the further down they are. You know now where you need to go, to the very roots of the garden. The newest blossoms, the freshest buds, that is where they are. That is where your desires and urges in each moment arise. That is what you want to taste. I will show you the way down. First, I must give you two special tokens. Each token is a word that will act as a trigger. It will send an instruction directly to your unconscious mind. The first word is melt. From now on, until you leave this trance, and every time you come back for it, when I say the word melt, you will feel overwhelming sexual desire, like warm, thick honey fill you to the brim, to overflowing. Your arousal, your excitement, your need will throb, expand, and unfold, stretching open your senses, so full of pleasure and want, you can barely contain it. When I say melt, you will feel incredible, overwhelming desire swell within you. This trigger is yours now. You can feel it drop into the pool of your mind like a drop of dye, visible for a moment as it disperses, and then fading out of view. But it is not gone. It is everywhere. It is a part of your mind now, inextricably melded together. The second word is surrender. From now on, until you leave this trance, when I say this word, your body will respond. It will give in to your desires, to the irresistible feelings of pleasure. It will let go and explode into the most intense orgasm you have ever experienced. When I say this word, you will come. This trigger dissolves into your mind, permeates your unconscious, soaks into every cell of your body. When you hear this trigger in this trance, you will experience a full body shaking physical orgasm. Look now to your left. You see an elevator. The door is open, waiting for us. This is how we will reach your goal. The floor of the garden is 7 stories down. And with each level we descend, your need for release will double. When we reach the bottom level, level 1, your body will be achingly close to release. You will be on the very edge of letting go. But you will not let go until you hear the trigger. You enter the elevator. The door is a folding metal grill. You slide it shut, and the elevator begins its slow descent. 7. You can see each level of the garden through the door as you go down. feel yourself melt. 6. Each level looks more and more vital. The scent becomes stronger and stronger, washing over you. The stronger the fragrance becomes, the more aroused you feel. Melt. Melt. 5. Through the elevator gate, a riot of color and texture. Strings of dewy orchids winding through rich, thick branches. So exciting. Melt. 4. Fruits, swollen with juice, hang ripely from tangles of vines and stout shoots of green. You can taste the colors, bright and sweet. Melt. 3. Oh, the air is becoming humid, heavy with the ripe liveliness. The energy and vitality of the garden, like a charge in the air, as you melt. 2. Breathe in safety and comfort. This is your garden, and it's so beautiful. Melt. 1. Your arousal is at a fever pitch. Your skin feels flushed, and you can hear your pulse beating in your ears. You're holding on, but the pleasure is intense, insistent, primal. On the verge of sweeping you away. The air is heavy and humid with a tropical lushness. It smells rich and green, lively, sensual. It caresses your body as you move through it. The garden here is dense, a wall of trunks, shoots, vines, blossoms, rising from rich, dark earth to the sky, so far above. In front of you, there's a break in the expanse of green, an archway, a path into the heart of the garden. You take the path, flowers swaying along its sides brush against your skin, dabbing dewy streaks, anointing you with their perfume. Their scent is layered onto your own. When you breathe it in, it makes you smile. It smells wonderful, exciting, intoxicating. Your body's arousal woven through, a heavy musk from the rich, dark soil at its base. Breathe it in deeply. You reach a clearing in the very center. High over you, the foliage merges back together, forming a natural cathedral ceiling. In the exact heart of the clearing is a low marble altar. You lie down there, naked. It is not cold, but warm and surprisingly comfortable. Against your back, it feels as soft and comfortable as the finest mattress. Your legs are straight out, parted slightly. Your arms rest loosely at your side. You close your eyes. You feel the air on your skin. You smell the sweet, erotic muskiness of the garden. You hear the rustling of leaves and blooms and the gentle currents of air. Breathe. Breathe deeply. Form a picture in your mind now, behind those closed eyes, of your perfect fantasy lover. He could be someone you know, or a celebrity, or cut from a whole cloth. When he looks at you, your hips melt. You love to imagine his touch, his kiss, his hands on you, as he buries himself inside your aching pussy. Just the thought of him makes your legs twitch to spread wide. You open your eyes, and he is there. At the foot of the altar, looking down at you hungrily. Of course he is. This is where he lives. He leans over and reaches his hands out to rest lightly on your thighs. His touch sends shivers through you, straight to your clit. Melting your muscles with want. With just the right amounts of pressure, his hands move slowly down your thighs, your calves. His hands are big. They wrap all the way around your ankles. He moves his hands back up, slowly again, to rest on your thighs. His thumbs achingly close to your wet slit, down and up, again and again. As his hands come down again, they stop at your knees. He shifts his grip and moves your knees. His head down between your thighs, placing soft kisses on the sensitive areas all around your warm, pulsing pussy. His lips brush your clit. His tongue gently pushes between the moist lips and slides back and forth. And down. It's so close now. Melting. You can't control it anymore. Melting. He moans as he laps up the honey dripping from your entrance. 3. Melting as his tongue circles and brushes your clit. 2. Melting as his fingers spread your lips wide open. 1. Melting as his fingers curl inside your sopping cunt and stroke against its inner walls. Now, surrender. Your feet are on his back. Your thighs clenched around his head. Surrender. Pleasure surges through you, obliterating everything else. surrender. You are drawn, taut, back arched. Surrender. Your cunt clenches around his fingers, grinds against his mouth. Surrender. You explode, every nerve singing with unbearable, sweet sensations. Surrender. All the muscles around your pussy begin to pulse rhythmically. Surrender. They squeeze and release. Surrender. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Your body is flooded with feelings of joy, comfort, love, peace. You are floating on a cloud of light and heat. You lie on it, panting and spent. He lifts his head from your pussy, smiling with his own pleasure, your juices glistening on his face. He moves all the way onto the altar now, between your still, shaking legs, and brings his lips down to yours, kissing you deeply. You feel his hard, throbbing cock pressed against you, leaking warm pre-cum onto your skin. He shifts his hips. And with one strong, deliberate motion, thrusts inside you. And you've never felt more full, more stretched open. Your thoughts melt around the incredible sensation as he starts to fuck you. More pleasure than anything you have ever felt. His thrusts are long and deep. Your pelvises are locked together, each thrust grinding into you and sending tingles through your clit. He starts to pick up pace. Your bodies slap together, his eyes never leaving yours. He starts to pant, to grunt. He's fucking you like an animal, like you belong to him. Like your cunt is his to use. Your body exists for him to fuck, to take, to mark. He's grunting, growling as he loses control. Surrender. He roars as his cum explodes out of his cock, deep inside you, filling you hot and white. And electric. Surrender. Each thrust pumps another hot liquid shot into the tight silkiness of your eager pussy. Surrender. Another. 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 Surrender. Your body responds uncontrollably, shaking, grinding, milking his cock for every drop of cum. Surrender. Surrender. Utterly wrung out, you lie together, his cock still buried deep inside you, still thrusting. You feel a little twitch at the innermost point of each thrust. He continues to fuck into your pussy, slowing, gradually stopping. You both collapse into a heap on the altar. He puts an arm around you so you can lie your head on his chest. Rest a hand possessively on his still hard cock. your thoughts drift, floating lightly. In a moment, I will count you up out of your trance, but you may remain here in this pleasant, hazy state as long as you like. When you are ready to leave, you will be able to simply open your eyes and resume your day. If you still have things to do today, you will feel relaxed, energized, and ready to take on anything you meet. And if your day is over, you will feel comfortable and ready to sleep. Your dreams will be sweet indeed tonight. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, your will, your mind, and your body will once again be your own. You will be released completely from my control and choose to arise whenever you are ready. You will only remember that your experience was a wonderful one, that you experienced pleasure of a kind and magnitude you never before imagined. You will want to listen to this again and again, and each time you do, the experience will be more intense. 1. You feel your arms and legs released. You are able to move them if you wish. 2. Trance is receding, leaving a pleasurable glow in its wake. Your memory of details is fading. 3. You are becoming aware of your surroundings, the room you're in, the bed you're on. 4. All the heaviness in your body is gone. You feel wonderful. You know you've been hypnotized, but you don't recall exactly what happened. 5. You are released from trance. I will leave you now and hope to join you again soon. Relax here as long as you like. I hope